Readiness is the key to any emergency, and those taking the ICS 300 course in Juneau will be working together if and when disaster strikes. Rick Forkel is Director of Emergency Management for the statewide university system and organized the class.
If we train together and exercise together, when and if we have to respond to a significant event, it'll be a seamless transition into coordination of resources and getting what is needed to the scene and allowing us and the community to recover from any potential hazard as quickly as we can.
The Fairbanks and Anchorage campuses have fire, police, and emergency program managers. Headquartered at UAF, Forkel has been working with the Juneau campus response team and says it's now time to have boots on the ground in Southeast. The future UAS manager would coordinate emergency response for the Juneau, Sitka, and Ketchikan campuses. Campus teams would work with community responders in each town, like those in the Incident Command System 300 class who came from City Public Works, Transportation, Fire and Rescue, and Bartlett Regional Hospital, as well as the Alaska National Guard, U.S. Coast Guard, and National Weather Service. Forkel says coordination and self-sufficiency are crucial because 8 of 15 University of Alaska sites can only be reached by plane or boat.
Disasters will come and go, and people will be hurt and property will be damaged. But if you have that training in place, it makes a huge positive impact on the outcomes of these events.
Emergency preparedness is nothing new, but CBJ Emergency Programs Manager Tom Matisse says UA's statewide resources and facilities make it an important partner.
It's just really been an exponential way to grow this community preparedness.
Matisse and others at ICS 300 also train with public safety responders throughout the panhandle.
Here in Southeast Alaska, there are 8 disaster shelters with 8 medical caches, as well as 8 responder teams that are ready to deploy and support other communities. And that's what we're trying to build not only at the local level, but at the regional and state level.
University of Alaska Anchorage Police Lieutenant Ron Swartz is an ICS instructor, certified by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. He says UA plans to take the training to all 15 campus sites, so each one will be ready to respond to any community crisis, whether it's last month's storm that hit western Alaska, fire, earthquake, tsunami, or a search for a missing athlete. UA and Anchorage responders worked together on the recent search for cross-country runner Marco Chisero. The 28-year-old Kenyan was missing for 3 days in the cold and snow. With little to go on, Swartz coordinated a ground and air search, a good example, he says, of the need for continuous training.
The training and the coordination had already been practiced in advance. All we had to do is ask them to show up. We gave them a task and a set of objectives, and they went out and did it.
A statewide exercise called Alaska Shield 2012 is scheduled for February, when a mock weather event creates different hazards in each region, ranging from tremendous cold in the interior to heavy snow and rain and avalanches in Southeast. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.